things on there. What's your sign? You come here often and all that good stuff. Can I buy you a drink?
No. My favorite one is, this is my line.
Your line, what is
it? My line. Hi, I don't know you, but what the hell?
God.
It worked.
What was it? There was one book called 101 Best Opening Lines or something, and one of them was, I bet you I can guess your name. I bet you I can guess your name in 3 guesses, and you know, that's ridiculous.
I'm Ginger Jernigan.
Nice to meet you. Ginger Jernigan from the Jernigan family.
Uh-huh.
I know you.
I know you too.
Isn't this ridiculous?
I just asked him, I said, what would you ever do if
if you knew somebody?
Each other? He said, that's never happened.
It's never happened? So.
That's hysterical.
Bob, our family does business together. We know each other.
Know each other?
Yes. I swear.
Jernigan's Furniture in... Where are y'all?
Chattanooga,
Tennessee. Do you know the Levinvitzes?
Uh-huh.
They, good friend of mine. I never related you to Mike. I just was with
him. Thought y'all lived together?
Huh? No, Mike. I'm Steve. Mike is a year older than me. I'm Steve. He goes, Gary, Mike, Steve.
Oh, I know your brother then.
You know Gary. And you know, I've met you at Mr. Cugo's house before. Dad's partner.
Right.
Okay. You know Bill?
Yeah.
Okay. That's where I met you. You
right.
know Gary.
Are you the
okay,
youngest?
I'm third. There's 5 of us.
Okay.
Because Gary, the one that you've probably seen more
and
than
Mike.
Me because he works for Dad. Then Mike, who lives with Michael Levinvitz, and then me.
Oh, okay. Then I know. I was looking at you thinking you were Mike.
God, this is so strange.
Okay. We don't know each other.
Huh?
I was like, you look so much like
I remember meeting you at Mr. Cook.
Yeah, okay. That's right. But, this is so weird. I was in Padre with your brother. You look just like your brother.
Are you sure it's Mike? Because there's Gary and there's Mike.
Yeah.
Okay.
Gary, I mean, I know Gary, but I met Mike too.
When did y'all get in there?
Last year, a bunch of my friends and I went down.
Really?
And we stayed at, Castaway, and they were all at the same.
That's
I
mean, at our place, sir.
At Billy's, at the one at the Castaway,
yeah.
And they were all at sea. You know?
At ours.
Uh huh. Yeah. And that's so funny. You look just like your brother
we all
when you
off.
Walked in.
We
I
all
thought. I don't think Gary looks like
we
y'all.
Just came
oh, look
from.
At this. I mean, I'm so embarrassed.
Gary and me look like, and then Mike looks a lot like. His Mike.
Uh-uh,
like
you
Scott
look like
Blue.
Mike. Yeah. That's who I thought you are. I mean, except yeah. Your hair's lighter.
Uh huh.
That's so funny.
How's everybody doing?
Pretty good.
That's good. I didn't realize, I'd never relate y'all to Chattanooga as in with Levinvitz.
Yeah. I used to swim swam with his big brother.
Really?
But we swam together a little bit.
He's the funniest guy. We just came from a football game.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Zeke. We're both Zeke.
Mm-hmm. This is so funny.
Anyway, we're supposed to get to know each other. Your father's Mr. Jernigan, and he's always on Mr. Jernigan's house.
I swear I thought you were your brother though. That's why I
really? Was,
and I knew you, I thought he would recognize me. I couldn't figure it out.
I know I've seen you at I remember
yeah,
you
it was,
because
yeah.
It was probably 2 years ago.
Uh-huh. It's been a while. It was before you came. You're a
came
freshman?
I'm a freshman.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Are you taking Bob's class or
no, I'm taking I'm taking
Nonverbal?
Yeah.
You're going to school here.
Really?
What year are you, junior?
I'm a 5th-year senior.
A fat 5th-year senior?
Uh-huh.
What are you majoring in?
Organizational communication.
Really? How is it?
It's all right.
Just all right?
Yeah, I wasn't advertising. I didn't like it. I'm ready to get out now.
Really? Advertising is good for girls. I think girls should either be like advertising.
Listen to you.
Advertising or interior design. That's a good for women.
What are you in?
Business. Anyway.
That's so funny.
This is strange.
Oh, you'll have to take a photo after
that. Okay, I'll do that. I'll see you tonight.
Okay. Y'all do look exactly alike.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah, you do. Anyway. How many of y'all is there? How many kids?
Just me.
It's just you?
Do you know Suzanne Scar?
Sklar.
Uh-huh.
I know Brad real well.
Oh, okay.
He's not Suzanne, I don't know. Well, it's a sister. I see her again occasionally.
We're in the same group today. We just got back from Brenham, Texas.
Where?
Brenham, Texas.
What did y'all do?
We had to investigate a company for our class, and that was our company.
What company?
Bluebell
ice cream? Very interesting. Did y'all bring any ice cream back?
No, but we ate too much of it.
That was fun.
Yeah.
What did y'all do in Padre when y'all got there?
Well, actually, I chauffeured Gary around when he got drunk. Gary and Mike.
Billy. Uh-huh.
No, Gary and Mike were down there. Billy went down there.
Uh-huh.
But, well, Billy Sr. was down there. Billy Jr. went down there.
Yeah.
And a bunch of CBTs were down there, but I can't remember. Earl and, that's the only name.
Earl Nathan. Oh, yeah. Mike. Was Dad there?
No. It was just one weekend, and it was so funny, and there was a whole station wagon full of CBTs and a bunch of girls they had picked up, and I was the only one that could drive. I mean, I was driving everybody around and dropping them off. I felt like the little mother with the station wagon. And we had our own car, but I just had to drive it by home.
Did y'all go three-wheeling or anything today?
Mm-hmm.
Did y'all?
I did that one. I was down there when Billy was down there.
Junior?
Yeah.
It's fun.
Yeah,
okay.
They didn't have a jet ski, so.
Huh? They have one now. Well,
we were down there then.
Oh, it's so much fun.
That sounds like fun. When we went three-wheeling, I made me so mad because I was down there with a real good friend of mine.
Uh-huh.
And, we were in Dallas, and actually they said, let's go to Padres, so we just went down for the
Did y'all fly in the plane?
Uh-huh.
Y'all did?
Yeah, so that other time we didn't drive. But we got down there, and we were going to go three-wheeling. And so Billy Sr. got all the guys the little three-wheels, and he got Jolie, this friend of mine, and I had this thing that grandmothers drove.
What?
I mean, it had this two seats on it, and this one handlebar, and it wouldn't go fast.
Didn't y'all have the ones that we bought some down there? Okay, maybe when y'all rented them.
Yeah, we rented them.
Because he bought like two of them down there.
Yeah, the next time we were down there, he had those.
Yeah.
The first time we rented them,
it was so fun,
mad. We couldn't go anywhere.
Oh, the little ones?
It made us mad. They were zipping around.
They're so fun, yeah. They're great.
Yeah. I wonder if we're acquainted yet.
Anyway. I've got Bob Moore as one of my instructors.
Ironic.
He's a great teacher.
Oh, God.
No, he's nice.
It is such a small world. That is so funny.
It really
is. I can't
believe
I just asked him that too. Anybody ever know? When I heard your voice, I really thought it sounded like Mike. I really did, and I thought, surely not. Because he took interpersonal last semester, and we had it together.
Really?
He's not taking anything anymore.
What's interpersonal? What class is that?
It's just a speech class.
I mean, what's the course number, like 315 or what?
I don't know anymore. Yeah. I only have 10 hours.
So you can graduate like next semester? What are you going to do? You move back to Chattanooga?
I don't know. I'm either going to go to Chattanooga or Dallas. I can't
Dallas?
Decide now. Because I really want to work at the Trade Center.
Really?
But
who would you work for?
I don't know. I want to kind of work, organizing the markets and everything. But I'm not sure. Mom and Daddy have talked to some people, and I have some people I can talk to. But
we always make fun of Mike for saying Chattanooga, Tennessee. Like, where you from? Chattanooga, Tennessee.
He says that?
Yeah, the way he talks. Tennessee people are strange. Do you know anybody from Memphis?
No.
No, you don't know anybody. Because a lot of guys from Memphis.
Only about
Memphis.
6 hours away from Chattanooga.
Oh, I didn't know that one.
Where you from?
Tennessee.
I know where I met you in Vail.
Where?
I know you were the one.
Where?
Billy sent me up some ski gloves and you brought them over to me.
That's right. Where are you staying?
At the lot. No,
it was a gift. It was like a package or something.
Where were we staying? Lion's Head?
Yeah, Lion's Head is there.
Yeah.
Mom and Dad are going to Lion.
Are they really? We're going to Tahoe.
New Mexico?
Yeah.
Does your family ski or
not? Well, Daddy thinks he's real good now. Mother falls down the mountain and I cry because I get bruises on my shoes.
Really?
But we don't ski.
We ski like a lot.
That was the first time we'd ever been.
Really?
That, yeah, we just never been. And I've got real skinny feet, and so the boots didn't fit my feet, and they were sliding around. Mm-hmm. I mean, I had bruises all up and down my shins, and it hurt so bad. Okay. I was just crying.
My feet don't even fit. I mean, my feet would kill.
I was crying. I mean, tears were freezing on my face. It hurt so bad.
It's graceful.
Well,
I love skinny.
I'm going to try it again one more time. I don't like it this time again.
Try some different boots.
Yeah.
Or buy some.
I always said if I'm going back, I'm buying boots.
Yeah. Get something like that. Yeah. Ooh, they're building. Mom and Dad are going up because we have a condo up there, and they're building on like a big room in the bottom.
Oh, really?
It's going to be a guest bedroom. It's going to be great. I wanted to go this weekend, but I can't. I have to go to Houston.
What
for
a frat.
They force us to go. Yeah. We went last weekend, they didn't know, we went to New Orleans. We slipped out, we snuck out, called Walkout. And our whole class got together, and we were supposed to be back at the house at like 8:30 for a lineup. We're supposed to, you know, we're building a big party.
Can you can stop?
Okay.